It's been a while since I've been properly summoned. Are you skilled? Or just lucky? Considering I showed up, I'd have to say both. But you seem shocked. You didn't think I would show? Maybe you are just lucky. Not as lucky as you'd like, though. This cage that you so meticulously painted on your floor, I'm not going to be able to leave it. Not without your permission, anyway. No, I don't. Not yet. But you'll give it to me. Because you want me to give it to you. Why else would you summon an incubus? It had to appeal to you on some level. Maybe you're one of those bored, lonely women who thinks it's all in good fun. Why not? You need a man. One who will pound you into the mattress. Maybe even on a regular basis. And no matter what you had to sacrifice to get it, you would. But you're just unlucky. Or maybe you just prefer someone who's a little more in tune with what your body needs and not theirs. If these things weren't true, it wouldn't be an incubus that you tried to summon. Look at me. Am I right? Then let me out. Of course it's a good idea. It's your second best idea after summoning me tonight. I can make it worth it. There you go. Bargaining. This is the part I like. Almost as much as the begging. Well, my hands are, despite my appearance, divine. If you come closer, I could show you that. I can't leave the cage. I can reach a little bit outside it. It'll be somewhat painful to be a little outside the barrier, but to give you what you so desperately crave, I can do it. But I think it would be a shame to stop with my fingers. I think you'll agree if you come closer. There's a good girl. Come on. Let me show you why you summoned an incubus. I can tell how needy you are. But those panties are